This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, calling for prayer for Haiti. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
This Charisma News story is a call to prayer for the nation of Haiti. Early Wednesday morning, President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in his home. Under his leadership, Haiti had become more and more unstable and aggravated as President Moïse ruled by decree for the last 2 years. He even failed to have democratic elections, refusing to step down from office after his term ended. The First Lady of Haiti was also a victim of the attack and was hospitalized. Claude Joseph, the interim premier, commented saying that the country's security situation is under the control of the National Police of Haiti and the Armed Forces of Haiti. Democracy and the Republic will win. He called the assassination hateful, inhumane, and a barbaric act. Haiti was devastated by an earthquake in 2010, a hurricane in 2016, and has not adequately recovered from either before the COVID-19 pandemic. Gang violence is on the rise in the capital city of Port-au-Prince. Inflation is out of control. Food and fuel is scarce, and 60% of the nation makes less than $2 a day. Missionary Danita Australia Watts, the founder of the Danita's Children nonprofit, wrote in a letter to supporters that, "We are in shock and very concerned about the future of Haiti. The embassy is closed, the airports are closed, and the borders to the Dominican Republic have been shut down and enforced with military presence. Engineers working on our NICU notified us that they will be evacuating all of their staff in Haiti for their safety until further notice. We will begin to ration our gas for generators, stock up on supplies, and follow the instructions of the U.S. Embassy to shelter in place. We are safe, but we ask that you please pray for the safety of our children, staff, missionaries, and for the peace of Haiti." She posted on Facebook saying, "These are difficult times in Haiti, but we will trust in our Lord, and He will give us peace in the midst of our storm. Please take a moment and pray for the Prince of Peace to rule in Haiti." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.